We're back here on Chasing Checkers, ESPN 102.5, the game, streaming on the Game Nashville app as well. And I'm so excited to talk to our next guest. Had the opportunity to chat with him back in October with his car owner, Dale Earnhardt Jr., and it was the day he found out he was going to run some of these Xfinity races that he's been running this year. But good to have Josh Berry, Hendersonville's own, on the show. Josh, how you doing? Congratulations.
I'm doing well. Definitely. It's been an amazing week for me, and I appreciate you having me on. Looking forward to talking about our big win.
Yeah. Have you come down from the high yet?
A little bit. I've still been trying to process everything, and it's just been amazing the amount of support we've received. And it was just, like I said, it was just a big day for me, and I'm still wrapping my head around it, maybe completely, but like I said, it was just still an amazing day.
I want to go back to the fall when, like I said, it was you guys were doing the media tour. You had just won the national championship with the late models and, you know, running all the short tracks. And when I got to you, when you were on, Dale had not unveiled to you the plan yet that you were going to be running some Xfinity races. But When you found that out, that you were going to get to move up to the national level with Junior Motorsports, and then all the support that Dale had given you in your career, I mean, what was kind of going through your mind as you were trying to process it all?
Yeah, I mean, it was, it was almost a shock, really, was the best way to put it. You know, I think we had, I'd spent a lot of time with Dale and everybody that week going after we were officially crowned that national champion. And, you know, I just wasn't expecting that. He loves surprising me over the years, I found. And, you know, that was another great example of that. And, you know, it's just amazing how, instantly that changes your outlook. I think, at that point I'd been late model racing and accomplishing so much in that, and really kind of felt like that was what I was going to be, just kind of a career short track racer that, and there was no shame in that. You know, I was not discouraged or frustrated by, doing what I've been doing. And, you know, just instantly just with that opportunity, you kind of just changes the whole off season for you, just your outlook of that and what you need to do to prepare. And it was just kind of a whirlwind since there. And really the whole time, I tried not to let myself think too much, you know, what if we win a race or what, something like that. And here we are, you know, it's just amazing how quick things can happen.
Yeah, absolutely. And so you go to Martinsville last weekend. And it wasn't easy for you. You had to start in the back, and the paperclip, that is not a tall task, I should say, to come from the back to the front. You lead 95 laps, beat your teammate Noah Gregson and Daniel Hemric, and get your first win. But what, take me through the whole race of starting in the back and then working your way up to the front.
Yeah, so early on, really, we were just trying to be patient. We felt like we knew we would have a good car and a good opportunity. And, we just really wanted to keep the fenders on it and stay out of trouble early on. And that's what I was most nervous about going there and starting back there like that, was I felt really comfortable about going to Martinsville, just cause I've raced there a good bit and won there. And it feels nice to go to someplace like that. But, I've learned, especially more so this year, just the Xfinity series and with the stage breaks and everything that they do, it creates a lot of unique opportunities to, gain track position. So I knew that my crew chief Taylor had been, we had talked about that. And I knew he had a plan of what he wanted to do to get us that track position. So I was confident that we would be able to get up front. It was just making sure the car was still together when we got up there. And then, once we were able to get up front, we could hang on.
Yeah. And you mentioned Taylor Moyer, your crew chief. He called a hell of a race too, to get you up to that point. With the way that this season is and your schedule and not running all the races, having the chemistry with the crew chief is very important. How has that worked so quickly for you all?
Yeah, I think it's worked very well, and like you said, Taylor called a he called a perfect race, Friday night, and then Sunday finishing up. I mean, he did everything right, and I think that me and him are very similar in personalities, and just we both have a lot to prove, and similar in age, and I think that just allowed us to just kind of be on the same page, and I think a lot of him, and I think he has a lot of respect for me. Just maybe the that how I've got here and the accomplishments that I have under my belt, at 30. I'm a rookie, but I'm at 30 years old. So we've just really me and the whole team, I feel like have really been on the same page, and it's just a great group, and I think we're just having a lot of fun together right now.
Josh Berry is with us, driver of the number 8 Junior Motorsports Chevrolet, getting his first Xfinity win at Martinsville this weekend. Of course, a Hendersonville native. Let's talk a little bit about Nashville. You are going to run at the Nashville Super Speedway coming up in June when racing returns there. But also just a lot going on in this city when it comes to racing, trying to get things back at the fairgrounds. Going again, it looks like it's not going to happen maybe next year from the NASCAR standpoint, but could be in the next couple of years. So what does it mean to you, being from this area, to see NASCAR, back here in Nashville, in Middle Tennessee?
Yeah, I think it's great. I'm really looking forward to getting there and racing. I know that it'll be a bittersweet feeling a little bit for me, just because I think it's going to be a great opportunity for to go back home and for a lot of my friends and family to go to the race and watch me race. But that's also right now scheduled to be my last one with this group, so I know that'll be tough as well. But overall, I think it's great that they're back at Nashville, and there's a lot of love for the fairgrounds, just in general, in the NASCAR community, but as well as the short track community that I'm used to, and watching racing there, and how great of a racetrack and facility that is. So I think it would be amazing for them to be able to put some TLC into that place and see what it could become, because I think it could definitely be a great thing for the city of Nashville.
Is that does that help with the bond that you and Dale Jr. have? Because he loves this city too. He's been a big part of trying to get racing back in Nashville and at the fairgrounds. So has that kind of helped things too with your relationship?
Yeah, I'm sure it doesn't hurt. I think that's something that me and him have been very close over the years, and he's done a lot of things for me. And I think there's a number of things that attribute to the reason for that. But that could be another one to add to the list.
He was emotional. We mentioned that earlier, but he talked about that in the press conference, and then when you went on with him in the Dale Jr. Download, he was emotional with your win. How special is that to know that your car owner, that he's a racer himself, but and he raced a lot of the same things that you did, but to have that investment in emotional investment in you, and to show that when you were all rewarded on Sunday with that win.
Yeah, that was amazing. And I spoke to him. Our competition director handed me his phone, like almost right after I got out of the car, and it was
Yeah.
Dale, and I could tell he had been emotional. And I mean, it just is just really special to me. I feel very fortunate for the opportunities that I've gotten and the things that he's done for me, just over the course of the years. And last year, I thought we saw a glimpse of that whenever we talked about how much the accomplishments that we had in the late model car, the thing, how much that meant to him. And I remember being on his podcast and him saying how he never thought that we could top it. And he thought that much of that accomplishment. Well, then we go to Martinsville and win an Xfinity race, and I think that's what probably brought the emotion out of him. But it's very special, and like I said, I'm just thankful to be here and doing what I'm doing.
What do you think is going to be next for you? I mean, you mentioned Nashville will be your last race in the 8 car with Junior Motorsports, at least scheduled that way. I know you're still running the late model some, but what's kind of on the horizon for you?
That's a good question. I think that's something that we've been trying to figure out, I guess, what an Xfinity win for a guy like me really means for me in my career. One of our key partners with our Xfinity effort this year, Tire Pros, they signed on for two additional of my races this year that we didn't have sold. So that they'll be on the car for all the remaining races that I have, with the exception of Nashville, and that one will be iRacing. So we've already generated a little bit of interest, with our partners that we have, and it's just hard to say. I don't. I think for this year, I think we're going to try to finish out this Xfinity effort strong, and then I will go back running our late model, I'm sure, and we need to see what we can maybe put together for next year. But kind of like I spoke to when we first started here, you never know, that could change in a couple of days. So we're just going to keep our heads down and just stay after it.
Well, it like I said, it's been fun to watch, and you being a local guy, it's obviously great to cheer for you. Before I let you go, I do want to get your thoughts. I know the Xfinity Series did not run on the dirt at Bristol. Do you want to see that next year and the Xfinity Series run there? And you have short track experience, but I don't know about the dirt. Would that be fun for you guys to jump on that?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I enjoyed the whole kind of experience of it and watching it unfold. I thought the racing was really, really good, and I think it's something that is good to do, once, maybe twice a year. I don't think it's something that you want to keep it new and exciting, right? You want to kind of That's what makes
Sure.
something special, is if you had you only do it once a year. So I don't think it's something that I want to see them, jump head first into. But I think a dirt race or two, I think it's pretty exciting, and I think it drew a lot of interest, which is always a good thing.
Well, I agree with you on that. And Josh, good to talk to you again. Congratulations once again on your win at Martinsville. Find a good spot for that clock. that's one awesome trophy to have. But we'll do it again down the road, and can't wait to watch how your career continues to just go upward and upward.
All right, man. I appreciate it. Thank you for having me on.
Josh Berry, driver of the number 8 Junior Motorsport Chevrolet. It was funny. I got asked by a few people on Twitter at our Chase and Checkers account, at Chase underscore Checkers, are you going to have the local guy on after his win? And I was already working on it, had already reached out to Amanda with NASCAR, and I was glad that we were able to make it happen, because it's a cool story. It's a local story, and just a short track racer, doing it the old school way, running late models, and he gets an opportunity with Dale Jr. and Junior Motorsports, and he goes out and he wins, and at one of the most historic racetracks too, and it was a dominant win. It wasn't just one of those. It wasn't fluky at all. It was a dominant win, and ends up getting the checker. So hope to see them work something out. Maybe he gets some other opportunities later this year beyond, Nashville. So that would be really cool to see, but time will tell, and that's what happens. It changes every week in NASCAR.